Welcome to Tip to View Finance, where I'm joined by Tim Harrison, who's Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, the sun is shining outside and a bit of buoyancy in the markets this morning with further takeover rumour, chatter and actuality.
So BP is not going to be taken over there, is it?
Well, that was the chatter on Friday.
I believed it.
I think many a punter did, as you saw the share price
rally. It was just
rally.
So credible. It was just so credible. But we've got slightly less exciting bid deals actually going through or actually happening or being talked about. What are they?
Well, you've got Wood Group and AMEC Foster Wheeler. AMEC Foster Wheeler's up about 20% on the back of that this morning, which is obviously a positive, an area of distress, the oil services sector. But I wouldn't be surprised if that is the starting gun to further consolidation within the space as the majors look to take advantage of a relatively sort of buoyant sector at the moment and a lot of cash and opportunity to be had.
But Wood Group shares are up well today. I mean, so that's the other thing to point out, isn't it?
I think it's it makes sense across the board. It's economies of scale ultimately and two very diverse businesses. But again, it's a bit like, in my opinion, the Standard Life and Aberdeen merger last week that was announced. It's a case of a merger of not desperation, but a need and want, as opposed to something that is actually going to add an instant value for either
boredom
party.
Boredom is, I think, the two of the most boring companies in the FTSE 100 getting together and creating a bigger boring company.
That's one way.
Synergies
of
boredom.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I mean, it's good luck to them and creating value. Shareholders are
seemingly happy this morning. Yeah. And furthermore, you've seen over the weekend chatter with regards to Bovis, Red Road, Galliford Try. Rejecting the opportunity this morning, suggesting that they are undervalued. Interesting point of view.
Well, less undervalued than they were before the deal was was mooted. So how can they say these things?
Well, it's an interesting prospect. Considered Bovis have had profit warning after profit warning of recent times, not able to finish the houses on time, etc. So it's an interesting rejection. Obviously, the guys that are running Bovis. Pushing the potential suitors away, they must know something that the city doesn't, one would suggest.
Nothing to do with keeping their jobs or anything.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
I mean, the shares are currently, 8.96. They've been they were up at £12 in August 2015. So still, they are undervalued because obviously they haven't been taken over yet. But
another potential suitor there was chatter a couple of weeks ago. The Barclay Group were approached to take Bovis, off the table. Barclay Group obviously report their numbers later this week, so it'll be interesting to see how they report to the market. Again, they have lagged the overall market rally post Brexit Trump election. So, it's a sea of opportunity in the home builder sector.
But it could be the case that, in fact, for the case of the defence would be that housing market has been a little bit more uncertain over the last 6 months or 8 months since the Brexit vote. And maybe that's the thing which is hurting, and the stamp duty and things like that, rather than actual any management
fundamental flaws.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the whole sector has had pressure from obviously the stamp duty changes, as you highlight. Obviously, the Brexit vote has caused foreign buyers to potentially quieten down. Now they're looking at the opportunity with cable down at the 120, 120, 22 level, that sort of range. It does give the opportunity for foreign buyers to step in. But with the whole on the back of the budget statement last week, you would suggest that there is still an air of caution into the space, and it's an opportunist deal as opposed to anything else.
Right, so many other things happening this week on the macro front and the political front, the Dutch elections and Fed interest rate hike, and
don't forget the US debt ceiling potentially.
The goalpost moving those goalposts yet again
getting kicked further down the road.
Exactly. Yes. So I was almost like making that the least important thing, because it really is just make up a number. But what for you is the most important thing, and what is, or is it just something you're not even looking at?
I think, to be honest with you, that all eyes will be on Yellen. Yes, the Dutch elections and what's going on within Europe is of importance, but I think the rhetoric to come out of the Fed and Washington later on in the week is going to be key as to where the markets go in the short to medium term. It's pretty much a given that we're going to see a rate rise. It's more a case of how many hikes and how quickly we're going to see the next couple throughout the year.
Right, but no taper tantrum at this point, surprisingly enough.
let's wait and see.
Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Lanier Investments, thank you very much for coming in today.